Vietnam was first coming out, and they grew long hair to sort of like protest against mm-hmm. it and stand up for their rights. And then I think some of the older people started out calling them hippies. Now we've picked it up as to mean somebody that's lazy and not necessarily with long hair, but with long hair that don't keep it clean mm-hmm. and just, you know, wants, lives off of other people, man.
Okay, what would you call a friend of yours whom you were very close to?
Intimate.
If you just were referring to him, you might
him.
Say.
Him, oh, okay.
He's my
best friend.
Okay. What might you call an adult friend?
A good friend.
Okay. Now, were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school?
Were there several?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and did you call these kids anything in general?
Just pals, buddies.
Okay, you might say, you know, I'm going outside to play with...
my buddies.
Okay. If you ever heard of a type of contest where each speaker would try to think up a more extreme insult to the other speaker,
mm-hmm.
do you have a name for that? Sort of a ritual insult?
Yeah, I know it's soft. So you call it insultation is what we call it. I mean, we used to do it all the time, get people mad.
Okay, when a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation?
No.
Okay, now what kind of games did you play when you were a child, as far as, not necessarily, you know, baseball or football, but...
Oh, I played Army.
Yeah.
I built bridges with your little toy trucks, and built bridges out of wood, and I played like you was a spaceman.
How about, any hiding games?
Hide and go seek and chase.
Mm-hmm.
And... that's mean too.
Can you describe this?
Hide and go seek. One man turns his head and counts to 100 by fives. And everybody runs and tries to hide. And then they try to get back to base before he touches them.
Mm-hmm.
And chase. That's where one man is it. And he chases everybody around and tries to tag another one to be it. And it goes on in a big circle.
Okay, now, how about any line games? Line, you know, where kids are in a line.
Like, hopscotch or leapfrog.
Yeah. Okay, any running games? You mentioned chase, is there any?
Yeah, chase or smear.
What's smear?
I knew you'd ask him.
Yeah.
It's where you have a football and you throw it up. And the person that catches it
mm-hmm.
runs toward the other goal, and everybody just kind of smears him.
It's not necessarily a football game?
It's a football. It's a, you know, you use a football to play it.
Yeah.
But you throw it up. It's like little kids playing. You throw it up, mm-hmm. and then whoever thinks he's the best runner will catch it and try to run to the other end, and if he don't make it, he gets smeared.
I see. Okay. Any ring games? We're standing around in a circle?
Long time ago, you used to play Farming the Dale. Long time ago.
And what's that?
You hold hands and you march around in a circle, sing some little chant. I can't remember how it goes. And then somebody's farming, he picks a wife, and she picks a dog, and the dog picks a cat, and the cat picks a mouse, and something, and the mouse picks the cheese.
Okay. How about any games with a ball or tin can?
Wiffle ball.
What's that?
It's a plastic ball and a plastic bat, and you play it just like baseball, so it's safer for little kids.
Okay. How about any other games with the ball?